So, who are you?
I'm April Reagan. I'm a program manager. I'm one of the new members of a help team for Developer Vision.
Okay. So, let's talk about some of your history at Microsoft.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been at Microsoft?
Altogether, I've been here 10.5 years.
Wow.
I started out as a contractor in test in Office, the Baidai SKUs, which is Hebrew and Arabic.
Oh, wow.
And I don't speak either languages. But I still did some testing for them for a while, and then I decided I wanted to move over to developer tools and told the recruiter to get me in with C++. So I got on a loop with them and was hired June of 98.
Wow.
And a few months later, went full-time, went blue badge, as we say here,
mm-hmm.
and was with VC until early 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with them a long time. So a lot of people out there probably know me from my time with C++.
That's
in the last
2 years,
I've been working with the user education group trying to get some improvements made for the help experience, the actual MSDN library, and the help that you use when you're using Visual Studio.
Okay, so let's talk about help. What's your feeling on help? I know a lot of folks you had started the Think Week paper, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
What's there's certainly strong opinions in the community about help. How do you kind of summarize that?
Well, I think our customers have not been happy since most of them will say that they have not liked our help since Visual Studio 6.0, 1998.
Okay.
We had done a big change with the Visual Studio .NET release in 02.
Mm-hmm.
That's when D Explorer came to life and the new help system that's underneath that viewer. And it did bring a lot of scenarios that would help us in terms of shipping documentation and being able to combine collections from different setups and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's also pretty slow. It didn't have all of the same features that the 6.0 help had, and people noticed that pretty quickly. Mainly, I think the biggest complaint was just a lot slower.
Okay.
And the search wasn't as good. And so over the next 2 or 3 releases now, so 2003, 2005, and now 2008 releases of Visual Studio, there was little to no improvement on that front.
Sure.
So just, in fact, I think it got slower. The feedback we get from customers is that it's slower. It's getting less and less effective. Of course, we're also shipping much, much more documentation because there's so many more technologies in the product.
Yeah, so let's how much docs does MSDN library ship?
I think our library, so the media, we're just shipping on DVD now because there was like umpteen CDs.
Yeah.
It's around 2 gig, I think, when you install it.
Okay.
It's
is that uncompressed or compressed?
I believe that's the uncompressed size on the disc. It could be compressed. It's been a while since I played with those numbers. But
okay.
It is huge. I mean, we know that as we look at building something new, we're going to have to figure out how to deal with that storage. Disk space is cheap, but getting stuff onto the box and setting it up where you can actually search and index things is where the tricky part is.
Yeah, and certainly I know some of the feedback from people has been they go to, say, Google to find search stuff.
Yeah, the help system's bad enough now that people tend to not use it at all.
Yeah.
They tend to just go to web search, and usually they'll end up going to the MSDN site online for help. But clearly, most of our customers that go ahead and install help locally on the box, they would actually rather go there because they believe it's going to be faster for them. But it ends up not being as fast. So.
Okay, so I know you've done some stuff incremental with Windows Desktop Search. Do you want to talk?
Well, so that was done in a different group. The Windows SDK team had done some work trying. So here's the issue right now. So the content that we install with the current help system is it's a proprietary compiled binary of stuff. So we take all this HTML and we stuff it into this highly compressed binary format. And the file that you end up with is the .hxs file. People might be familiar with that. And Desktop Search doesn't really know how to deal with that. And there's been a lot of people who tried to implement iFilter for the HXS file format, and they weren't getting anywhere. I think Windows SDK was trying to get some work done on that front, and I actually don't know where they landed because we're hoping to not have to deal with that problem at all.
Okay.
We're hoping to just go pretty simple in the new world where Desktop Search is already going to do a great job with what we put on the box.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk the future of MSDN Help. So
MSDN Help.
I know this was a problem, and maybe you can talk about some of the organizational issues on why some of this happened, and then your Think Week paper.
Yeah, well, I'll start with why the current help system is so bad. Mm-hmm. It's, again, I already talked about the custom format that we have for compression primarily. There's also a lot of, again, we want to combine documentation from different products and have it come up in one view of a library. So there's different indexes and searches.
And what products does the team own? Because that's one of the things that's kind of glossed over.
Things have been kind of just scattered, which is part of the problem. The Havana, the MS Help 2X help system is what's underneath the Explore in Visual Studio right now. And it's the one that has the HXS file format, and it has the engine, it has a couple different searches. And it's just kind of a patchwork of technologies that have been put together. And it's got custom registration in addition to Windows registration. And it has, you have to have pre-built indexes to make search work. So you have to try and take the best world of shipping in a box, but also remember that you're trying to combine product help. So it's this really complex thing. There was a team in developer division that owned that until, I think, 2002, maybe. And then they were shuttled off to a different part of the company to try and deliver something for everyone at Microsoft. And that team now has kind of morphed into where they're really focusing on delivering SharePoint services.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened within the last year. Up until then, we were continuing to give them requirements for what developer help should have and stuff, and we were not sure when we were going to get anything from that group. And since they've kind of refocused their energy, it gave us an opportunity to try and lobby for some organizational changes and increase in resources on the project. So right now, Visual Studio is in a different part of the business than MSDN. MSDN, as of a few weeks ago, had both the offline library that you actually get on the media, and then they were also the ones that ran MSDN Online.
Sure.
And one of the things that we've done is bring the library team over into DevDiv and put them with this new set of resources that I'll talk about in a minute for the help.
Okay.
And the other part, the DXplore, the actual help viewer that you would install, was owned by the Visual Studio team proper.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the Windows SDK that produces certain files, and the user education team actually produced some files. So there's like a dozen different teams as of a few months ago that were trying to come together and put stuff together.
And now it's consolidated into...
Yeah, we've put a lot of the groups together into one organization and got new resources to try and basically replace MS Help 2X. And what we hope to do is deliver something not just for Visual Studio and the MSDN offline library, but make it work better with MSDN library, and then have this be a format that actually the other products within Server and Tools that they can pick up and use for their help as well. And we would like down the road to be able to give ISV something as well on vSIPs.
Yeah, so somebody that's developing software wants to build their help files could potentially sometime in the future. So do you want to talk about...
We never made Help 2X available to ISVs. It's always just been Microsoft distributed, and vSIPs were able to use it to integrate their help with the Visual Studio documentation. But right now, ISVs on Windows, really, we just have old chums, and those were built, and that was designed in, like, 1997, I think. So it's, like, 11-year-old technology, and they haven't really invested much in it. And so we're eager to give people a modern help system to use with their apps that they're making.
Cool. So you want to talk about the Think Week paper?
Yeah. So basically, we were kind of at this inflection point last summer where the teams that owned the really key assets out of those dozen teams, the two teams that owned the real key assets of the whole system, were looking at a set of priorities that was hard for them to handle everything. So we know that the team that owned Help 2X and was working on a new system, they had to refocus to SharePoint services. And then Visual Studio Core, they just have so many things they want to work on as well. There's some cool things that are going to be in the works that I'm sure you'll be talking to people about.
Yeah, we can't disclose them yet.
So we decided that we would take that from them. We'd take that ownership from them in terms of what the help experience is for Visual Studio. And in terms of trying to get the message kind of up to the people who actually control resources and kind of make strategy decisions, I decided to put together a paper for Bill Gates Think Week that was called The Case for Significantly Improving Developer Help. And it was, I think, about 15 pages, but I would say at least half of that was just customer comments and survey data, and any kind of customer data that I had that showed that people care about the help, they want it to work better, it is impacting their productivity, and that we had an opportunity here to really make a difference in every developer on Windows Live if we could make this system work better. So I did that, and that was successful in starting a lot of conversations at the right levels, including up to Bill Gates, who read it with much interest. And
how exciting was it to see when you saw Bill's comments on your Think Week
paper? It was very exciting because I knew when I submitted it that it wasn't kind of the traditional. So Think Week tends to be, at least in my mind, more about kind of like technology ideas people have had or product opportunities, market opportunities, things like that, to where, you know, it is the upper levels that want to get those ideas from around the company and deal with them. Mine was more of kind of drawing attention to a problem is the way I saw it. And so I didn't know how it would sit with the rest of the Think Week papers. And my hope was that it just, at least in the developer division leadership team, that it would get some visibility and that we would get somewhere. So when I saw that Bill actually had picked it up and read it and then commented on it and actually sent some feedback down to the VPs who own the problem, that was pretty exciting. And it's been helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. So what can we expect in now, besides the consolidation of the things, and maybe you want to talk about some of the things around different types of media. So,
yeah.
You know, we've seen videos, we've seen even things like images, where the help library today is very much like more specification-based. Some of the ideas around there, and what can we see in the future? And I know this is multi-release vision. So,
that's right. It is multi-release vision. And the first point I would make to prove that is that there's two scenarios that we have to nail, like, as soon as possible, fix them. And it's F1 and search. And first, we want to make sure that those two things are just the best experience you can have. They're really fast. You get exactly the information you were looking for. You know, basically, we want the workflow of the developer to just be uninterrupted, right? They can just get their answer and get back to work. And so that we think those two scenarios are the ones that are going to make the biggest difference there. And we think that in order to do that, we want to move to a much simpler format, to where it's not necessarily compile binaries and stuff. But, you know, we've gone so far over the last 10 or 15 years with, obviously, web technology and file formats and services that we can make available. So we're going to go very simple and use just readily available technology and file formats and make that work. And that's hopefully in the next couple of years we'll be able to make that happen. And then the next thing we're going to focus on is some of the things that you're talking about, like being able to enable a lot of the scenarios that we've been blocked from right now because we're kind of in this complex, crazy system that we have right now. So letting it be a smoother experience between F1 and search to, say, getting into the community or getting multimedia that's available either on the box or up online or syncing up those pieces of content.
Yeah, and so this is another thing. You all ship quarterly MSDN library refreshes, right?
Yeah, well, I think about a year ago, they changed the model, actually. So now they focus on shipping a version of the library when there's a significant release of, say, SQL, Windows, Windows Server, of course, Visual Studio, and Visual Studio Team System, any of those kind of big SKUs. There's a library release, and that is the update for the library. They ship all the content there, so whatever product you have, you get updated content there. And those are actually put up on the web now for people just to download. That's another nice change in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And we want to move to where you don't have to download the whole library. We want to make it to where actually we're focusing on pushing all the documentation to online and then finding a way to bring it down to your box through a service or a feed, but at the same time not leaving you after the end of setup with no documentation at all. So we're going to find a way to seed your box with content. So
okay, and you could imagine then having content that updates itself. Like I'm looking at stuff and I pull up an article, and you could imagine that it does find that there's, say, newer content and a self-updating MSDN library.
Yeah, there's about two or three different update models we're looking at, and one of the challenges is right now I'm the only one working on all of this. And so between trying to lobby for organization changes, do kind of like a technology survey of where should we go, and then now we're in the recruiting mode because we actually got, we're going to get about a team around 10 people to work on this problem and deliver something. And so one of the things I'm really excited to get other people to start helping me with is to start making some of these technology choices and figuring out what what it is we're going to be able to do over the next 2 years.
So, if you want to do recruiting, you want to talk about some of the positions you have available?
Well, yeah, so since I've mentioned that we're trying to go kind of web-based, we're looking, we have openings for program managers and developers primarily right now. We'll have some tests in there, too, making sure that we're setting ourselves up to be testable.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple PM positions that we really want to have good experience in delivering a web infrastructure of some sort in terms of a service. We're looking a lot at the Times Reader style of feed-based.
Oh, excellent. Content management system. So they just released a starter kit on that if you had seen for MSDN.
Yeah.
So you could imagine that sort of really rich client experience?
Yeah, we're looking at that as an option. We're going to be really interested to hear from customers if that's what they would like, or if maybe they just want to be web browser-based and just kind of have things update and kind of cache to the box. So, again, there's two or three update models and kind of interaction models with the content that we're looking at. And so besides the program manager positions, you know, dev, a couple of devs that have some good experience in delivering that type of a system, too. Because we have some storage issues to figure out, you know, and then index and search, we're going to try and just use the best of breed technologies that are there already, desktop mm-hmm. search and then SQL search, and live search for when you're connected, of course. So there's so much to figure out, but I'm so excited because after 2 years of trying to get somewhere, we finally have hope that there's...
Yeah, I know. I felt the pain where needing to go to a browser-based search instead of our yeah. help docs because, you know,
didn't
return...
Well, because when you're not connected, you know, if you... For whatever reason.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a lot of our customers, even in Italy or other parts of Europe and then around the world, they have connectivity, but it's really slow.
Sure.
You know, and so to just have to give up on the local help and go to online and wait through that is painful for them.
And you all localize the entire MSDN library
mm-hmm.
in how many languages? Is it?
Oh, I don't know where they're at. I know that they just increased. They were doing the 9 languages for a while, and I think they added 2 or 3 more in Orcus.
Okay.
And then I think they have some, you know, like the prototype style.
Right, right.
I don't remember what languages they are. That's all handled kind of in a different group, so I'm not as up to.
Sure, sure. But it's all the same sort of problem, and there's a lot of people that have expectations worldwide on great help.
Yeah, and they have additional and different scenarios, too, right? Because a lot of times they can read English pretty well, but sometimes they want to fall back to their native or their first language and actually see the two side by side so they can make sense of something. So
sure.
If they're trying to figure out how to use this class or how to use that API, then they can, between the two pieces of content, that can make sense of it. And so we're definitely looking to make those scenarios a lot richer too. That's one of the things with the Times Reader that's pretty cool, because it can just, it's so fast and you just click around and can see the different.
Sure, so you could imagine a WPF enabled way to read the documents,
yeah.
which is the time does, and the zoom in, zoom out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how do people give you feedback? You mentioned a couple different ways. And yeah. Second question is, when can they first see? You mentioned the F1 and search.
Yeah.
What things can you say about that?
Well, so given the timing of when we're trying to build up this team and the development cycle of the next release of Visual Studio, it's going to be really tight to kind of deliver something there. But we are doing a lot of internal architecture things with Visual Studio to make sure that we can release soon after, if not with them. So we're going to push really hard to deliver something great with Dev 10 release, but it may come sometime after that. And then once we do this internal architecture work with Visual Studio, basically it's really simple. Basically, a lot of the help code right now is really intertwined with the Visual Studio code. And so
sure.
we're actually going to pull those apart so that the help can actually ship on a different cycle and update more frequently than Visual Studio. Because Visual Studio, you know, any changes made there, they take time
yeah,
to develop
it's
and
very
test
large.
And solve.
Right.
You know.
There's no reason it can't be loosely coupled as
yeah.
well.
And so we're going to kind of give ourselves the chance to release more frequently than Visual Studio by separating ourselves.
Awesome.
That. So, F1 and search in the first one, and then just cool things hopefully coming in continuously after that. And as far as giving me feedback, you know, anyone can send me feedback to my alias, which is aprilr@microsoft.com. I do have a blog up on MSDN blogs, and I'll be posting updates there, and also probably putting out a point or two. We're going to probably be doing a survey around help experience, asking some of these questions, like, do you want a rich WPF viewer, or do you just want the lightweight browser thing that can refresh things? And, you know, we need some feedback on some of these ideas we have.
Yeah, and the Channel 9 crowd's a great place to get that feedback. Yeah. And I think the other thing is the importance, you mentioned surveys twice, but we really do use that information.
We
so
do.
When people give us feedback,
that's right.
You can see it actually even builds new teams.
Yeah, so I know that I put out kind of an informal survey on my blog for C++ a couple years ago, and then there was another kind of line out for feedback on C++ on Soma's blog recently, and I think people were communicating their frustration that things they had communicated on my blog a few years ago still haven't been fixed, but we do look at it. It's just so many times there's so much we want to do, and we can only deliver so much, and we have to do our best to pick the right things. So now help is one of the right things. That's exciting.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you for your time.
Thanks.